This is the largest natural gas field in Europe. It lies in Groningen in the north of the Netherlands. After decades of providing gas, production has now nearly come to a halt. Earthquakes caused by gas destruction led to legal battles and thousands of claims from people whose houses were severely damaged. Like the 19th century farm belonging to Annemarie Heijten and her husband Albert, which had to be demolished. The couple rejects the suggestion that Europe might need more gas from Groningen if Russia is not delivering.
The fact that they point their finger to Groningen directly after everything that happened here, and lots of people, thousands of houses still have damage, and our government fails to resolve the problems of the people, and then pointing the finger at Groningen while our safety is at stake.
The government says gas from Groningen will only be used in case of a severe winter or any other crisis. A shortage of supplies from Russia could mean just that.
What we're lacking here is about 10, 15 billion cubes of gas. That's exactly the amount that Gazprom has not been supplying via spot sales to Europe.
Russian gas company Gazprom usually fills its storage facility at Europe's largest open access gas reservoir near Amsterdam. Now it's less than one third full. The same has happened at five other facilities used by Gazprom in Germany and Austria. They are usually filled with gas at the start of winter, as the dotted line shows. But this year, as the orange line shows, deliveries have stopped.
They're supplying Europe with, say, about 10% less than what Europe is asking for. And why they're doing that? Well, we can only speculate.
But they could potentially, fill the storage.
Yes, and it's up to Putin. After all, he's got to say everything that Gazprom is doing is being determined by President Putin.
Many people in Europe have speculated that Russia is not sending more gas to put pressure on the EU to approve the controversial Nord Stream 2 pipeline between Russia and Germany.
To be able to keep warm, people here can only hope for a mild winter, because these storage facilities might not be able to provide enough gas when it gets really cold. Whether Russia will send more or not, this 2.5 kilometers deep reservoir is nearly empty, and it shows how dependent on Russian gas Europe has become.
This has raised questions, especially in the Netherlands, where many hold Russia responsible for the downing of Malaysian airliner MH17 that killed nearly 200 Dutch in 2014.
We will continue to speak out on human rights in MH17, and we will work towards a more diversified energy policy.
Are you frustrated at the moment by the policy of...
Frustration doesn't help anybody further. As I said, there's no reason to worry for the ordinary Dutchman about gas supplies in coming winter. So
only when there's a severe winter?
Then still there is no reason to worry. It might mean that we will have to use the Groningen gas.
But to people in Groningen, this will be unacceptable. They say the government should first compensate victims of earlier earthquakes and not create new ones. Stap Vaassen, Al Jazeera, Groningen.